92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Generals and admirals summoned to Virginia. Listen today as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth laid out a new direction at the Pentagon, including raising the standards for physical fitness and combat readiness.
But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
He also said hazing in boot camp would be allowed again and that racial quotas were being scrapped. He also told the generals if they didn't like the new rules, they should do the honorable thing and resign. The government is on the brink of the first shutdown in almost 7 years, a standoff over health care subsidies threatening to trigger it. Second detainee shot in an attack on a Dallas immigration field office last week has died, according to his family. He was one of three detainees shot. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the final day Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is scheduling abortion care before taking a pause because of a new federal law. The federal budget law, at the time President Donald Trump dubbed it the Big Beautiful Bill, included a provision that bans clinics that provide abortions from accepting federal Medicaid money for 1 year. The Hyde Amendment was passed in 1976. It already means federal money cannot go toward most abortions. So Planned Parenthood does not get federal money for abortion care except in really special cases. But this new law bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings and contraceptives and HIV treatment. Staff at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin say they serve 50,000 people across the state, and 60% of them have Medicaid. The Guttmacher Institute says if Planned Parenthood was not serving Medicaid patients, other providers would need to increase their caseloads by 144% to cover that loss in services. Planned Parenthood leaders say pausing abortion services allows them to continue providing all those other kinds of care, and they insist it's temporary. They say they're trying to figure out where to go from here, and they want to let cases against the law play out in court. Attorney General Josh Call is one of the people fighting that new law in court. He joined 21 other attorneys general who filed a motion asking a judge to temporarily block the law. Back in July, a federal judge approved an injunction basically stopping the law from going into effect. But a couple weeks ago, a federal appeals judge reversed that decision. The attorneys general argue in their lawsuit that the law is unconstitutional and singled out Planned Parenthood. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison, the only station with more kayaks than callers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It appears, at least to me, that a decision has been made by House Republican leaders, perhaps blessed by the administration, to shut the government down. Why did they cancel votes? Why are they on vacation? Spread out across the country and the world when we're on the brink of a government shutdown.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Speaker, future Speaker Hakeem Jeffries.
Let's hope.
It's up to us for that.
Yeah.
6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller this week.
Yep.
We have Man Meet Wednesday tomorrow.
We do.
We've got the Bob Seska, which I will be speaking to on the Bob Seska Show later today.
Yes.
And then Malcolm Nance and Carlos Alazraki as well. So that's very exciting. Okay, so Big Balls. Your boyfriend. He was on Jesse Waters. Oh, my favorite. Mm-hmm. Love that guy. On Monday, he said he was with a group of friends in D.C. around 3 a.m. He said to Jesse Waters, I was walking one of my friends back to her car. And as we were walking to the car, see, he said car, not vehicle. Look at that.
Yeah.
There's a group of 10 guys right across the street. And as we get to the car, she begins to fumble for the keys. They start shouting at us. And really quickly, I knew something was really off about the situation. It was two 15-year-olds that got the jump on him, according to D.C. police. And I've been to Washington, D.C. on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're being watched when you get to that town.
Sure.
It is one of the most camera-centric cities in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so... yeah, it wasn't 10 guys, big balls.
No, no.
Little baby.
Two 15-year-olds. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I laugh every time. I am so sorry. But it's just like when that kid that you really hated in high school finally gets punched.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not involved in the fight, but it feels really good to know that they got punched.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's wrong, but it's understandable.
Yeah. It's very cathartic.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Someone did it. It wasn't going to be me.
Exactly. You don't want to get in trouble.
No. Wishing him all the best on his recovery.
Absolutely.
He's still in recovery, apparently.
Of the beatdown by two 15-year-olds?
One was a girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Richie in North Hollywood. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say the Army has to. They have to be, even if they're not woke, they have to be a little bit woke because they have to keep people. It's harder and harder.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Get people
to join
in the military. But and also, I know once they get too difficult, they can't. I knew somebody who was he was in a munitions program or something. He said one guy was Drill Sergeant of the Year, but suddenly one day everybody quit. He quit, and then everybody didn't want to do it anymore. They can't. There's a limit to what you can do.
Right.
Also, I wanted to say what Donald tweeted or truthed.
Mm-hmm.
He said when it comes to use, the noun, not the verb.
I see.
When it comes to use, we can get more use out of this and this and this.
That makes some more sense in a weird way. Like, two Utes.
Yes.
This is my favorite. He did it in March, but he's doing it again. Donald declares 100% tariffs on foreign-made movies.
Mm-hmm.
Define that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was confusing then. It's confusing now.
No.
Like, I don't understand what he means by that.
So with movie making, especially now, most of it is going in and out. It's not coming in on a truck.
Right.
Or on a boat.
Yeah.
That's not how it does. It's over the internet.
Right.
And I had to upload something to AMC about a year and some change ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a full-on secure thing that
yeah.
I had to do to
sure.
get it up to them and yada, yada. So it's like they don't even – it's not like they're – what are they going to do, grab film cans?
Yeah.
So what is the definition of it? Does every component of a film – does that have – does
– And how do you tariff it?
Right. Like, if you have an American crew making a film in, you know...
Wherever.
Does that count?
That's what I was confused about. I'm like, does he mean, like, foreign-made movies?
That's
or does he
different.
Mean shooting overseas?
Right.
Because it is two completely different things.
Exactly.
What happens when they hire CGI people from Canada, but the rest of the crew is in the U.S.?
Right.
When they shoot a couple scenes out of the country and then
or graphics
in the
designers
US.
Are in South Korea.
Exactly.
Or they just announced a new Simpsons movie sequel.
That's
yeah.
going to be done in South Korea.
It'll be written here, of course,
yeah.
but the animation is going to be done in Korea or
Absolutely.
Whatever. Does that count? What?
And how do you do that? Because you can say, well, no, our graphics people in Los Angeles did it. How are you going to prove they didn't?
Yeah.
How do you prove this? You can still pay that other company and call it something else
sure.
and say it's based somewhere else, but they get paid and the people get their credits. But
Hollywood is a very complicated industry.
It is. I mean, does he not like James Bond movies? Because those are American-made mm-hmm. but shot all over the planet. Mission Impossible movies, American-made but shot all over the planet. I mean,
yeah.
it's just, it's like 100% tariff. And how do you, what would the tariff be? The cost of the movie? Is it the budget of the film? Or how much it costs to go see the movie?
Right.
I mean,
it's also just, it doesn't make any sense because the only way he would never do anything to help California.
No,
and
true.
It's been a topic of discussion in the recent
of course,
years of
absolutely.
Getting more movies to
shoot
in California.
Here, absolutely.
That's been a very large topic. So when I first heard it, I was like, okay, does that mean that they want, he's trying to support
federal
it?
Tax incentives to shoot
yeah,
in these
but
United
no,
States?
But no.
But isn't federal tax incentives, isn't that socialism?
Yes. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it makes no sense.
I don't understand what the thought process is or
right.
what the definition
right.
or what.
I mean, because it's not like it's a car that is being brought over here from somewhere
right.
else. It's not. And even that.
Well, even cars.
Are
know.
Made all over the
right.
world. Even mm-hmm. a Chevy or, you know, basic American-made American companies
yeah.
make, they get parts from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a part that's coming to us, so the tariff can be on that said
right.
part.
Right.
But this is not the same.
No.
It's not even remotely the same. I mean, what if you have somebody who lives in England that wrote the script, but an American producer is going to produce it, and it's going to be shot completely in these United States? Is that going to be tariffed because we had an English guy write the script? I mean,
a lot of questions.
The man's insane.
No, he's not. He's stupid. He doesn't mm-hmm. think things through.
Yeah.
He's very simplistic in his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to say, oh, you know, movies that are made overseas, we're going to tariff them 100%. It's a lot more nuanced and complicated than that, pal.
It
yeah.
is. It's not like it's a widget.
Sport.
Sporto. Champ. Tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this was fun that you sent me this. First off, the headline is my favorite part. President Liberace boasts of highest quality 24-karat gold in the Oval Office.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that they called him President Liberace.
Yeah.
He wrote on Troth Central or wherever he wrote it, some of the highest quality 24-karat gold used in the Oval Office and cabinet room of the White House. First off, it's gaudy and gross
mm-hmm.
what he has done to that
well,
office.
My friend Zach is a contractor, and he says that everything that they have put up in the Oval Office can be bought at Home Depot.
That is so funny.
Oh, no, people have been posting pictures of,
yeah.
oh,
yeah.
this But he said foreign leaders and everyone else freak out when they see the quality and beauty. Best Oval Office ever in terms, I love it when he does this, in terms of success and look.
He wants to live in Versailles.
Sure.
Like, yeah. It's...
like, even the coasters have gold leaf on them. It's
why?
Like, I know, it's like the tackiest thing.
Well, you saw his apartment, the pictures of his apartment when Barron was a baby.
Yeah.
I know. It's just, it's like, it's...
on that gold leaf rocking horse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's just, it's like, he thinks that gold makes you look rich.
No. Yeah.
And that's such an old school.
Oh, yeah.
Way old school.
It's like when people think that flaunt. Okay, my mind immediately. People who are very wealthy, so they buy like the Gucci sweatshirt and the Gucci belt and the Louis Vuitton shoes. Ugliest outfit imaginable.
Sure.
But it's like, just because you can afford luxury brands does not mean that you have style.
Right, right. That's a very new money way of doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy something with like labels that you can see so you can, you know, show to people, look how much money I have. Whereas old money, they just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I knew this couple, they've both since passed away. They used to be one of the major bottlers for Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
wow.
Very, very wealthy people.
Sure. Yeah.
They shopped at the 99 cent store.
Yeah.
They didn't valet park.
No.
They, you know, it was like, okay, what?
Well, they knew the value of a dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here's where my mind goes. It's like the difference between the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the Real Housewives of Atlanta. The Real Housewives of Atlanta buy things with big labels on them. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills... Mm-hmm. They're a little more subdued, believe it or not.
That's weird, too.
Yeah, with their labels.
Right. We need to get Andy with a camera in here.
Yeah, right?
That's funny. No, I mean, it's just, I mean, he's like the guy that thinks this is making me look rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but the White House is already kind of grand.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's a pretty nice place.
Right. Yeah, I've never been inside. I've only ever walked by it. On a layover.
I've been
in
inside
DC
a couple of times. It is quite breathtaking.
We had a listener who ended up working in the White House. And when we were there for Obama's second inauguration, he's like, do you guys want a tour of the West Wing? We're like,
wow.
Yes, please.
Yes. And so he took us on a private tour of the West Wing.
Wow.
We got to see the Oval Office. We got to go into the Situation Room. We got to sit in the room where that famous photo was taken.
During
Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was
that's
really
pretty cool.
We had to put our cell phones in a lead lined box
in
order to go into that room. It was really, really cool.
When we went there, when my mom got the Mark Twain Prize in 2013, we got to meet. We actually were supposed to leave, and then they're like, no, you can meet the president tomorrow, so we're changing all your flights. I'm like, okay, I don't have anything to wear. I have pleather pants and a sweater, and that's about...
What president was it?
Obama.
Obama, okay.
Wow.
And so we sat in the Eisenhower room first, because he was doing a healthcare thing, and this woman fainted behind him.
Oh!
She was pregnant and fainted, so that was something that they were concerned about. She's fine, but she had the baby, she's fine. But so we got to go in, and then there's a photograph of all of us walking into the Oval to meet him, and he opened the door.
Wow.
He opened the door for us.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And we're like, come on. And we did. We had to put our phones, very much so, and we had to put our phones in a thing because, nope, you can't do that. We've got a photographer. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So I have two pictures, one of me meeting him for the first time, and then all of us at the desk with my mom and her prize, which was really cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
And it's funny, the West Wing is basically an office.
Yeah.
You know, you got a cubicle farm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember when I took AP government in high school, whenever we had, like, a day where we were ahead of the schedule plan, whatever, we would watch the West Wing in class.
Yeah.
So that's the only understanding I have.
Yeah.
It's a very good replica. Wouldn't the American president, didn't they use those sets for the West Wing? I think they did.
I have no idea. I haven't seen either one of those.
Oh, no. The West Wing was so good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it originally, and now I'm...
Okay.
You know, I'm watching it.
The hyper-idealized stuff with government is... That's like a little bit...
Oh, it's so trashy.
Removed.
But yeah, it's so trashy, but I love it.
It was a well-done show.
Yeah.
It really was. A lot of walking and talking. Lots of walking and talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I only watched it in class, so that's my understanding.
All right. Yay. It is 19 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by The Wellness Company.
Uh-huh.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, or cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick.
That's right.
You have some choices. You could tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you maybe this month, or wait 2 hours in an urgent care and sit in a room full of other sick people. Or you open your medical emergency kit, like mine, and you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. That's important.
That's right.
Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. And this is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are in your kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, so order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Use promo code Stephanie. That's promo code Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Stop badgering me with your $10 words.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The midterm gerrymandering arms race is on, with the current balance of power in the U.S. Congress, 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Red states Texas and Missouri have finished manipulating their congressional maps. What states are next? Heeding President Donald Trump's call to gerrymander more GOP seats, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed the legislature's new congressional map September 28th, splitting a Kansas City district to likely gain one more congressional seat for the GOP. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a plan August 29th, gerrymandering five GOP seats. A Democratic plan in California awaits a referendum in November. September 23rd, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called for meetings around the state to hear public testimony on mid-decade redistricting and avoided calling a special session. Meanwhile, the GOP, with its supermajority in the state House and Senate, needs signatures from two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session for itself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in August that redistricting would be, quote, appropriate, but there's been no concrete action thus far. Ohio's redistricting committee met September 24th, ahead of a September 30th deadline. Governors Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Kay Ivey in Alabama have said they do not support reopening the redistricting process. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
Dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in. Okay, this is interesting news.
Oh, well, yes, we were just talking about this.
So Fox News panel roasts Donald over the tacky Oval Office makeover. I can't get health insurance, so I'm not really thrilled.
Oh, okay.
On Gutfeld.
Yeah.
Guest host Tom Shalhoub.
Okay.
S-H-I-L-L-U-E. Shalhoub. Okay. Pulled up a Trump post on Truth Central where he showed off the golds. He said, some of the highest quality, blah, blah, blah. He said, I'm a little concerned, though, that people are going to misread this and think that the president likes to brag. Yeah. Oh,
well, what was your first clue?
Wowie. You're
That's
adorable.
That's not like him.
Oh, my. He's the...
Oh, geez, he's so humble.
I know. That was comedian Jim Norton said that, and then everybody started to laugh.
Okay, good.
Sure. He's a former Opie and Anthony co-host.
Okay.
He said, he argued the video showed how funny, in quotes, Trump is, but it leaves little to be desired for people dealing with today's economy. You think?
Yeah.
And granted, it's not real gold, everybody. It's painted. With
probably spray painted.
With flecks of gold leaf in it.
Right.
Because that's expensive paint. Trust me, it's very expensive stuff. Shalhoub pointed to the video why so many elites hate Donald and his bragging style. He also argued it's the reason his supporters love him. Kat Timpf also argued the video plays into Trump's appeal, declaring no one thinks the president should be a humble person without ego. We just mentioned the previous president Donald's first term.
President.
Yeah, he was
humble
very
but
humble.
Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a line that you need to walk as
right.
a president,
sure.
and Donald doesn't walk it.
No.
He can't even humble brag.
No.
Julia Banderas defended Trump for embracing his style, but said she personally thought the yellow gold is just tacky. Oh, I'm with you, Julie Banderas. Good for you saying that word. She said, I love it because it's his money. It's not like he's going in and dipping into taxpayers' money like every other former Democrat. What? Don't they have a budget to redecorate from us?
They have a small budget, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just thought it was...
Well, it's going to take a lot to undo all of the damage that he's done.
So much money to fix things and the Rose Garden and everything that they've done. Because like Stephanie said a few weeks ago, the Rose Garden looks like a tacky... courtyard of a bad hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lordy. Banderas added, it's his style. I don't care if you want a gold toilet bowl to take a crap in. Go for it. Aww. That's so... He does have a gold toilet, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I know in Mar-a-Lago, and I think the New York apartment had one too, didn't it? Okay.
So tacky.
I know. He's just awful. Speaking of, James in Florida, hi.
Hey, James.
James?
Hello?
Hi, James. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, man. Your show is wonderful. It's so good to hear something that isn't the usual nonsense. But as far as Trump's decorating skills, I mean, first of all, we had Charlie Kirk, the apotheosis of Charlie Kirk, and now we have the apotheosis of bad taste. I'm waiting to see two portraits, a velvet Elvis in a gold frame, a gold lamé frame, and I also want to see the four dogs playing poker. We need that. And finally, to cap it all off, we need a gold-plated or solid gold stripper pole that Melanoma can slide down right there in the new ballroom. You know what? White trash is now in, and they are it.
You are correct,
sir.
That was a nice rant.
Melanoma.
Well, it's easy.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what her name is. Didn't he call her Melanie once?
I think so.
I think Donald has called his own wife Melanie once, which is that's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
It is 29 minutes after the hour. More Stephanie Miller Show after this.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we reported on an attack near Camp Randall that police say was unprovoked. Well, now that attack is considered homicide. It happened Saturday the 20th at about 2 a.m. near Camp Randall. UW police said a man was targeted, but the whole thing was unprovoked. Later, authorities arrested 33-year-old Keith Jones, who police say worked with the victim. Now, UW police posted a statement saying the victim has died. They're now asking that Jones be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Meanwhile, Madison authorities are citing fewer people for OWIs. There's been a 10% drop in OWIs compared to last year. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Still, there were more than 550 OWI cases in the first half of 2025, and nearly 50 of them involved injuries. While authorities aren't really sure what's causing that drop, data shows young people today are drinking less than their predecessors. And one of the most common reasons people call 911 is for falls. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year, an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. DHS encourages you to take the proper steps to reduce fall risk severity for yourself and your loved ones. The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging provides tools and information to understand fall risk and take steps to stay independent and safe at home. Check it out at fallsfreewi.org.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 68.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hanisch discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's
their bill has not one iota of Democratic input. That is never how we've done this before. When I was leader, we negotiated four times with Republicans, and we never had a shutdown. And so it's up to the Republicans whether they want a shutdown or not.
It is up to Republicans. Thank you, Senator Schumer. Hold steady. Stay on target.
Stay,
hold steady.
Stay.
Steady. Keep fighting because they want to put pocket rescissions in this. And they, Russell Vought literally said, I don't think anyone should be afraid of a government shutdown. And he wants to fire people willy-nilly.
That's right.
And what has happened is they fired a bunch of people because of Doge. Mm-hmm. And then they had to rehire all of them. And they got all this pay because when they took their buyout. So they had a nice 7-8 month vacation.
Yeah.
Paid vacation.
What I'm afraid of is that they're going to fire a bunch of people and then bring and then hire a bunch of Trump loyalists.
That's a possibility. It's a strong one. But they need...
Tilting us even further into authoritarianism.
I agree with your worry about that. But the thing is they're rehiring people that they fired because they know that they need them to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Our government is big. Mm-hmm. And the people that have been there for years know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, your basic... bureaucrats is what which is a dirty word apparently, but your basic bureaucrats know what they're doing, especially if they've been there for more than 5 minutes.
That's right.
Patel. Okay, this was fun that you sent me this. MAGA runs wild with claim that thousands of fans wore Charlie Kirk tribute t-shirts at the Penn State game. There were two people that wore it on Saturday. Penn State hosted Oregon in a matchup between the two best college football teams in the nation at the moment. Ahead of the game, conservative podcaster Benny Johnson gave away 5,000 T-shirts with freedom printed across the chest. Mm-hmm. The shirt was a signature piece of Kirk's stuff. During the game, Johnson posted a photo on Twitter claiming that freedom has taken over the student section at Penn State. Two people. See, the game was one of Penn State's whiteout games. So during these games, Penn State fans dress in the color of white and make the stands of Beaver Stadium almost entirely white. So the shirts were also white that Benny gave away. So more than a few right-wing accounts, even the New York Post, falsely claimed the abundance of white shirts in the stands. And then, no, it was two.
Yep.
Two.
That's it.
People.
That's it.
Just two. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hey.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Jody, I heard your story about Ray Charles giving you a hug, and that one-ups the time that Billy Preston gave me a noogie and told me I was tough.
That's
jealous
sweet.
Of you now.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Billy Preston came and sat in with my band at the Melody Lounge, which was down by ASU Stadium. We played Will It Go Round in Circles, then Get Back. And then afterwards, he gave me a noogie and told me, man, you tough. So that was cool.
The reason I called
is because there's a story in the paper about that the city of Glendale, the state, the Maricopa County, whatever, they're all being closed-mouthed, and so is a Turning Point about what the final cost of that Charlie Kirk memorial was at the stadium.
And I mean,
between the security and the trash removal was the big thing, because they showed pictures of the trash those people left, and for every Super Bowl, every major concert they've had over there, every NCAA tournament, I've never seen that kind of mess after one of those events. So... You know, those Turning Point people are kind of messy.
They're also very entitled.
That's all I wanted to say.
They're also very entitled, thinking, oh, you know, someone else will clean this up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
you got that right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tracy. It's going to cost the state of Arizona a ton of money. It cost us some money because of the dignitaries, and I use that in air quotes, that were there because we had to pay for the Secret Service getting there and all that stuff. No, he's right. The city and state need to figure out what Donald cost it, because it was, and I saw some of it, and it was just gross. People are not happy with his wife right now, because apparently seems happy, according to people watching her right now, that she's not in mourning long enough. Now, granted, people
mourn in their own
ways.
I'm not going to hold anything like that against her.
They do, absolutely. But people are, MAGAs are starting to get on her. She's on their bad side, some of them, right now. Which is that, you know, it's MAGAs.
That's their circus.
They're weird.
You know, I'm not worried about any of that.
Speaking of weird, even Ted Cruz slammed Marjorie.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Marjorie Three Toes.
Okay.
He said, crazy for suggesting that the Jews are trying to kill her. With their lasers, I assume. Madge sparked a wave of condemnation over the weekend, including from Raphael. Her post said a foreign government or powerful people might try to kill her. Okay. She shared her post about her support for releasing the Epstein files. I agree with you, Madge. on that. I am not suicidal and one of the happiest, healthiest people you will meet. She said, I have full faith in God and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. As a sinner, I am only saved through His grace and mercy. Mm. With that said, if something happens to me, I ask you all to find out which foreign government or powerful people would take the heinous actions to stop the information from coming out. Not only is this issue, but because of the truth that I've been speaking, the people understand what I'm saying. That's how I think she sounds.
Preach it, sister.
Yeah. And then Ted says, why do crazy people keep thinking the Jews are trying to kill them? And then Red State writer Bonshi wrote, Georgia, you need to get this woman out of office. She's lost her mind. I got to agree with that. Mm. I'm going to have to.
Unfortunately, all of Georgia doesn't have a say. It's
unfortunately, her district, it's ruby red.
Yes, and they keep sending her back in large numbers.
Because nobody's primarying her because she's that popular. Mm-hmm. And then Laura Loomer, I'm going to wear her as a Halloween mask. She is a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
She really, I mean, she's not, you know, when you are that way inside, it comes out. Mm-hmm. It's easily comes out. She responded with her typical stuff. She said, this is what happens when you destroy your family with an affair and you're having a midlife crisis at 51. Because nobody takes you seriously anymore. Nobody's trying to kill you. Put the alcohol down. If you are suffering from alcoholism, there is help. Okay, I have to laugh at that. Big bag of rats.
Yep.
Because that is kind of fun. I'll give her that. And you guys talked about this yesterday, and I no longer eat meat, but hot dogs on a stick have pieces of stick in them.
Yeah.
No. Popper, no.
No.
Where's
my lorazepam?
It's in the hot dog on a stick.
Oh, no. I need it.
It got in the batter. I'm sad about that.
I know
not,
you
not
are.
Not that I eat hot dog on a stick regularly, but.
Well, a lot of them, by the way. 58 million pounds of corn dogs and other sausages on sticks have been recalled because pieces of wood may be embedded in the batter.
Batter that's dipped in. Yeah.
How? Is it just bad wooden spoons that they're storing it? I don't. It covers select state fair corn dogs on a stick and Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausages on a stick.
Okay.
So if you have any of those, toss them right now.
Those
Jimmy Dean pancake on a stick.
They
put
a
sausage on a stick and it's wrapped in a pancake. And
oh, so that sounds kind of good.
It is really good. They're really good.
I think they give you maple syrup in it too.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you dip it in maple syrup. It's like a McGriddle.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
So it's from Texas-based Hillshire Brand. So if you have any of that, please throw it away for now. They'll fix it. The containment was discovered after Hillshire received multiple consumer complaints. Five of which involved injuries.
Oh.
Okay. So something got stuck in their mouth or something.
Ooh.
Or in their throat or in their esophagus or in their stomach. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
They said it was a limited number of them, but they included extraneous pieces of wooden stick within the batter.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you have any of those products in your fridge or freezer right now, safely dispose of them and wait until they've got new batches out. I'm sure there's batch numbers you can find online that you can look in the back of your boxes if you do have that stuff. So we don't want you injuring yourself with food on sticks.
It's a dangerous subgenre of food.
Totally.
Now I'm worried about popsicles.
Chicken satay, you know, like when you're trying to bite and you stab the back of your throat.
Yeah, well, poo-poo platters, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what they do. Oh, okay. Beth in New Orleans. Women in the military. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I just chimed in a little bit earlier, and so I have a background. I personally am not, but was married to a man who served 30 years in the service, and I currently have a daughter who is a Osprey pilot in the Navy, graduated from the Naval Academy. So I heard y'all talking about the standards that they're doing and the savings.
Yep.
Right.
And The only exemption used to be is men of color, predominantly black men, would get ingrown hairs terribly. So they could get a medical waiver that they didn't have to shave because it was really a bad thing. That's a known thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that waiver is going away because we all know they don't want people of color in the military.
They have.
And the hair.
Right. They have mentioned that waiver when Pete Hegseth got into the Pentagon.
Right.
They said it was going to go away. So I imagine that it will be going away.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's just a horrible thing. And then, you know, women, they have always been able to wear their hair up while in uniform. A couple of years ago, that was relaxed, where in certain dress uniforms, they were allowed to wear their hair down if it was shoulder length, you know, so that it wasn't so long. And tattoos have always been sort of a no-no, and some of that was relieved where as long as they weren't exposed, so if you wore your long sleeve shirt, you could have tattoos. But I have a friend whose daughter went in and she had tattoos on her hands, and she had to have those removed with laser. But she's a badass F-35 pilot who now is weapons trained and can outfly any man in her squadron, and I don't know what's going to happen to these women.
I'm sick.
My daughter has given up college to go to the Naval Academy and has been out 5 years and is finally almost finished with her intense training for Ospreys. And I just fear that this is going to be the end of what has been her lifelong goal that she has worked very hard for.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. But well, you know what? Get out and vote. Let's get these guys out as soon as possible. Have a good day. All right, Beth?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Alan in Maine. So you're trying to defeat Susan Collins. Good for you.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I thought with a number of references I heard to the state of Maine today, I should represent.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
And while I think I'm pretty politically astute, I've never been as engaged as I am now that I'm retired.
Yeah.
And rather than fret 24/7 about the deranged lunatic that has been elected president, I figured out the best thing I can do is act locally. We can have more impact locally. And as you know, Maine is pretty big geographically, but there are only 1.5 million people in the state. And I was under a delusion for many years that Susan Collins was a bipartisan senator who reached across the aisle. But some years ago, Barney Frank, if you may remember him.
I do.
He is a former Massachusetts congressman who lives in Maine with his husband. They were at my house, and Barney said to me, I know you support Susan Collins, but you need to know that every time we have needed her, she's not there.
Right. Yeah, so true.
And I was taken aback by that, but I started watching her votes. And I have never found a vote that she took that did make a difference. And when I heard, for example, that she was opposed to the appointment of Emil Bove as a judge, I knew he was a shoo-in.
Exactly.
Because she could afford to vote against him.
Yep.
Yes.
So I am working hard to support a candidate named Jordan Wood. He is a Democrat, formerly chief of staff for Katie Porter. I'm sure you all know her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he also has made his life work to get rid of big money in politics.
Good.
I don't know whether in our lifetime that we will ever see that, but I think it's a worthwhile endeavor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alan. Good luck with that. I mean, we're pulling for Maine.
That's right.
We are pulling. You guys can do it. It's a statewide election. You can do it.
Yes, you can.
You can do it. It is 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Cozy Earth's pajamas and blankets are soft, breezable, and so cute, you'll start planning your evenings around them. Let's talk about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. The moment you put them on, you say, ooh, wow. Out loud. Stephanie does it all the time. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it is.
The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, and lightweight. But what really got us was how cool it sleeps. And yes, you can wear it way past bedtime. It can be your all-day cozy uniform.
Right.
It's fantastic. And then there's the bubble cuddle blanket.
What?
This thing can transform your couch or your bed. You can keep it draped over the sofa. It instantly makes room feel warmer and more inviting. The plush textured faux fur is not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. Mm-hmm. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights. It elevates all of it. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything with 100-night sleep trial. That's amazing.
Wow.
And a 10-year warranty on the blankets. Woo! Lifetime guarantee on apparel. Goodness gracious. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set and blanket. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to tell them you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Elevate your downtime with Cozy Earth.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Come on, baby, Stephanie Miller. Baby, Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour. We need more songs with cowbell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We definitely need more cowbell songs. Oh, I think Seth, the homo filth. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
I wasn't going to call today, but I couldn't resist, because the reason the MAGAs are giving Charlie Kirk's widow a hard time is because they're terrible people.
Yeah.
They're just awful human beings. I wish I could think of a word to use that would describe them. They're like deplorable. I don't even like Charlie Kirk's widow, and I'm not going to judge her.
Exactly.
Right. Like,
exactly.
Her own people.
Yeah.
They're just deplorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's awful to treat her like everybody goes through it differently, and she's trying to start take over a company, so she's got work to do. Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly take over a company, so sure. She's got a lot of work to do, and she needs to be the front face of this group,
right?
Organization, I guess, is a better way to call it. So, I mean, she's dealing with it how she has to deal with it, and she's got to probably put a strong face on for her two small children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't need to see her weeping all the time. They need to see her do that, because that's important for children to know that it's okay to be upset.
Right.
But not all the time, because then you get really concerned about your mommy if she's always upset, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, you're right, Seth. They are just awful, awful, awful people. Josh in Wisconsin, hi.
Hey, folks. So, I, as the official Nordic pagan of the Stephanie Miller Show, the whole problem is that it's not so much about woke, it's about treating people with respect and dignity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Democrats keep losing on that message. It should be simple. You don't steal somebody's vote if you respect them. You don't steal their health care if you give them dignity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a basic message we've had trouble getting across. But KSF's speech has been a perfect example of that disrespect. We've been terrible to our military since Donald Trump took office, if not before. Like, we're talking about doing things like short deployments to U.S. cities because we don't want to give them full benefits.
Right.
You're talking about disrespect for anybody in the military who's not a white nationalist, that kind of thing. There's a list that just goes on and on and on. From like Brian Kilmeade saying we should be killing off our homeless people. 70% of those are veterans too. So that's all awful, and I'm waiting for the military to do something about that and rise up, or just also start like refusing their commissions and just quitting. I was hoping something like that would happen, as a statement that says, we are not going to put up with this disrespect anymore. It's, you know, it's just not worthy of us. But I also agree with Malcolm Nance in that this is Agent Krasnov's duty to Putin at this point. The goal is to weaken the American country, you know, across the globe. It's supposed to be, you know, military unfitness. We're going to be surrendering to China on green energy. We're going to be doing all these awful things, economic, militarily, socially. The whole plan is to diminish, you know, the American standing on the planet. And this explains everything that he's doing. He's trying to weaken us globally.
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right, Josh. You were 100% right. Thank you for calling. No, he's right. I mean, it's coming from inside the house.
It is.
Literally
it is.
Inside the White House.
Someone get Carol Kane on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you checked the children? God, that was a scary movie. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
I never saw it. I've seen like the first part of it, you know, where she's the babysitter.
Yeah. It is a
And then they jump ahead a few years after that, right?
It's a very, very frightening.
Okay. When a stranger calls.
Psychological
sure.
thriller. Oh, my. When at the end, and oh, man, that's a scary, scary movie. It is. The end of today's episode of the Stephanie Miller Show. We will be back tomorrow with Man Meat Wednesday with Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Alazraki.
That's right.
See you guys then. Have a great day.
WNDX, all talk, no assembly required.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow. We'll be right back.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling generals and admirals who had been summoned to Virginia from around the world they should use American cities as training grounds because crime has become a war from within that they need to fight. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, addressing those senior leaders, telling them the Pentagon is killing quotas, allowing hazing once again, and implementing new standards for physical fitness in the military, asking if your son enlisted.
Would you want him serving with fat or unfit or undertrained troops? Or alongside people who can't meet basic standards? Or in a unit where standards were lowered so certain types of troops could make it in? In a unit where leaders were promoted for reasons other than merit, performance, and warfighting.